Well, good morning. It is 6:25 a.m. on Tuesday, March 28th, 2023. 43 degrees, which is just a smidge, a skosh, a soupçon above 6 degrees Celsius. 84% humidity. With a light drizzle. Big hair dude was on the train. As I commence my stroll down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Good morning. Welcome to the Pearl Cast, y'all. It's kind of raining. It's more of a drizzle than a rain, really. But enough for me to break out the umbrella. Actually, I was disabused of a myth that I had always adhered to. I might have mentioned it. They talk about how the Inuit tribes have 100 different words for snow. Apparently, that's not true. Apparently, the Inuit language is very, I don't know how to describe this, or it's very syntactical or created from different fragments that can be assembled together in a variety of ways. So they don't actually have 100 different words for snow. They just have a lot of different ways of saying snow because of the way that their language is structured. So I thought, that's interesting. I didn't realize that. So I'll stop invoking that particular language myth. But it's a very unmotivated rain. Just enough to warrant an umbrella. For those of us non-Portlandites, everybody I've seen walking around this morning does not have an umbrella. Or if they do, a couple I just passed, dude had an umbrella in his hand, but he hadn't opened it. It's like, but it's raining, and you have an umbrella. I don't understand. Perhaps that's just a thing I'll need to embrace that will come upon me as my tenure here in Portland settles down into my bones. Yesterday was a challenge. I've got all these narrations that I'm doing for homes.com, and recording them, I'll get in the studio and I'll record for a good probably 2 hours. And, that'll lay down, 15 or so narrations. And that's fine. I mean, it can be a bit arduous. Being happy real estate man, talking about the awesome Tudor homes along tree-lined streets of your neighborhood, blah, blah, blah. The real challenge is the production, because having a buttery man voice means your voice is very soothing and very, even when the voice is being energetic and excited, it's still very soothing. Which, when you're sitting there for hours on end, listening to said soothing, buttery man voice, it's something of a soporific. and I start literally falling asleep at the keyboard, listening to my own voice. I mean, really, I should just record my voice reading soothing passages as for people to go to sleep by. But it's like, oh my God, I was actually lamenting. So I was lamenting to Allie about that. She tapped in and said, how's your day going? It's like, I'm falling asleep at the keyboard. She said, you need a standing desk. And it's like a light bulb went off. It's like, yes, that's exactly what I need. And I have a lot of friends who use standing desks. Nathan uses a standing desk. So you can tell I'm at Burnside, can't you? Pals. So to the Amazons. Found me a solid looking standing desk, adjustable size desk that should work quite nicely. Good morning. I'll be arriving tomorrow. So, yay. That'll be nice. It's gonna mesh with the shway of my apartment though. Because the quote unquote dining room table, which is really just a 3x3 square table, that's where I do the work. It's also where I eat dinner when I have guests over for supper. And the addition of the standing desk, not quite sure where it's going to go. It's on rollers, which can be locked down. So, you know, when I'm not using it, I guess I can put it in front of the closet with the washing machine. I don't know. But it's an ideal solution. It's brilliant. I'll look forward to engaging with that. Yeah. Okay, topic shift. Bicyclists in Portland suck. I'm sorry. People, it's maddening. Walking down the street yesterday, just now, bicyclists, first of all, bicyclists, you're not supposed to be on the frickin' sidewalk. You're supposed to be in the street, because you're a vehicle. And several times yesterday, navigating sidewalks with bicyclists is like, oh my God, getting out of their way, them getting out of your way, it's like it's a recipe for mayhem. But what's even more annoying, like when I'm going across the Burnside Bridge for the river walk, a lot of bikers on that bridge. Like, okay, yeah, that's fine, cool. But when you're biking, I mean, I'll be sitting there lost in thought or walking along or the wind's blowing or whatever. I don't hear them coming. And all of a sudden, zoom, they're blowing by you at like 30 miles an hour, 2 inches from your left elbow. And it's like, geez Louise. In Colorado, when a biker is on a trail with you and they are coming up upon you from behind, they will call out on your left or on your right. It's courtesy. It's also safety. And apparently Portlanders have not heard of this particular nuance of safety and sharing the road. It's maddening. Good morning. So, Portland has a lot going for it, but bike culture out here, they even have bike lanes. I mean, clearly, I mean, it's you know, it's the whole alternative energy thing. It's green, it's healthy. It's all the things that Portland should embrace. And yet, oh my God. So yeah. There's that. Coffee. coffee. And there's nothing like coffee on a drizzly, cold, rainy morning. Feels good. So do my waterproof trail runners. This is the first real test of my new shoes. And they seem to be working quite well. My feet are dry. I've also noticed that wood boardwalk that's outside of my apartment building, the one that I have slipped and fallen on entirely too many times, turns out my sneakers were the problem. My sneakers were, the sole on my sneakers had worn down substantially, and there was absolutely no grip at all. So every time I'd walk on that boardwalk, when it was snowy or rainy, which is usually in Portland, it was treacherous. I would have to, it was like walking on ice. And I noticed this morning as I'm walking, I gotta cross that boardwalk to get to the marination spot, and I'm walking, and it's like, oh, I'm not slipping. These shoes are amazing. They've got grip. There's something about the material or the sole pattern or what the heck ever that it just grips. And it's like, yes, thank you, Muse, for tipping me off to this particular asset. I am equipped, by God, equipped. Yesterday did my second Tai Chi class, which was cool. The Sifu didn't teach it. It was one of the, one of the designated instructors on staff there. They were very cool. But I've noticed, the warm-up exercises, Tai Chi is not a big muscle thing. It's not like power. But I've noticed, even in the warm-ups, that there's a burn that you get from even these very gentle exercises, the flexing of the legs, feeling the burn in the thighs, or when you're holding your arms out in the shoulders and so on. And it's like, man, exercise happens. Exercise happens, by golly. But I learned another couple of moves in the form that they're teaching, and it feels like I'm not getting an entire sentence with these things, because the form is continuous. It just flows from top to bottom, and so you're never going to have like the whole sentence, because the form goes on forever, apparently. But I learned the next few moves to the form, which I will add to my practice regimen. But I need to reframe my perceptions of it so that it doesn't feel like I'm stopping in the middle, in mid-sentence, But still, it feels good to immerse myself again in that very meditative physical flow. I haven't quite achieved that level that I had when I was teaching myself, but I think that will come, A, with practice, and B, with a longer form, because that's really where you start settling into that grace and flow of movement and body and mind. There's this gestalt that you achieve that is unlike anything else I've experienced. So, more on that as things develop. And I am already through Jameson Square, so let me wrap this up quick. Tuesday, lovely Tuesday. The day with no name, so it's a blank slate. You can fill in whatever you want. Or, if you're so inclined, Taco Tuesday. Oh, tacos. Bliss in a tortilla. However you roll it out, I hope you have a fabulous one. I hope you stay dry. I hope bicyclists don't take you out as you make your way about the world. And yeah, I just hope you have a lovely, splendid day. And however it goes down, embrace the words of Zigzag Claiborne, who in his wisdom has given us this pearl, this gem, by which we may navigate our days, despite everything, create. Add to the world with intention and joy. And crows. And I will tell you to love fearlessly, because that manifests in so many wonderful ways in your life. And I promise I will do the same. And I will talk to you soon.